HSAA High School Basketball Playoffs are on 95.9 The Power Cow. Our live coverage of this basketball postseason is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Time Coffee, Soft Water, AeroQuip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's ChemDry, East Jackson Community Schools, Napoleon Schools, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton Schools, and Lomar Machine and Tool. Enjoy this broadcast of live high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com, or download our mobile app for free and listen there.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school girls basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Grass Lake Warriors against the Lumen Christi Titans in the district championship. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside the Mark W. Daly on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining us this evening. Mark W. Daly, this is a Final Four caliber matchup that we're going to be seeing tonight, and it's a shame one of these two teams has to have their season end tonight.
You're absolutely right. This is a high caliber matchup here tonight. Grass Lake, you know, from our vantage point tonight, we're kind of eye level with a lot of the conference banners up here. And I'm looking over at the Girls Basketball Conference Championship. Out of the last 10 years, they've been conference champions seven times. This is a Grass Lake team that has just built a basketball legacy here. And as we talked about last time, Lumen Christi, no matter what the sport is, they're going to be good at it. They're going to be good at no matter what product it is, from football to basketball to golf to whatever, Lumen's going to excel at it. So we're seeing two of the best in Jackson County here tonight, this Grass Lake team and this Lumen Christi basketball team. We're in for a treat.
Absolutely. And from what we saw from both of these teams on Wednesday night, just should really give us a little bit of a taste of what we can expect. And granted, these two teams have already played each other this season, but that was all the way back on January 4th at the Shot Clock Invitational at Jackson College. So that was a 66-56 win for Lumen over Grass Lake, handing them one of their three losses all season. So obviously been plenty of time since then, plenty of growth, improvement, and both these teams looking really dominant in their district semifinal matchups on Wednesday. 70-27 for Grass Lake over East Jackson and 59-36 for Lumen over Hanover Horton.
A good Hanover Horton team. It was a good Hanover Horton team, too. And they, it felt like the game was closer than that throughout. It's just Grass Lake, they're just deep. They're deep. They've got height. They've got a lot of talent out on the floor. So, yeah, it felt like it was a little bit closer than that, but still a really good contest, especially for a team that had a bye to be able to come out and do that and take care of a conference rival like they did.
Yeah, and then especially with Grass Lake over East Jackson. East Jackson, they're not a bad program over there either. A 15-win team. They made them look like, honestly, like a 3-win team. That's how well Grass Lake played out there. Just completely made it East Jackson. Everything they tried to do, everything that they've excelled at this season, just they could not do at all. And Grass Lake able to just do whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
As in that one, Grass Lake 24-5 after the first quarter. East Jackson in the second and third quarters played much better, but just playing more or less even with Grass Lake, but not enough to try to make a comeback. And then in the fourth quarter, it was another dominant performance by Grass Lake, so just able to pull away in that one. Kate Starkey, 17 points. Reese Lape, 14. Elise Bullock with 12. Meanwhile, 10 different girls scored for Grass Lake, which at the high school level, having that many different girls getting in the scoring column is quite impressive.
Well, you see that with a lot of basketball teams. You see that there's one, maybe two players that are standing out and excelling. The ones that have success, though, are the teams that evenly distribute the ball. And we saw that with both the teams are on the floor tonight. We saw that with them just the other night here for that semifinal. So, yeah, they're both deep. They're both Like I said, a lot of talent and a lot of all the players are versatile.
Yeah, and it's that was really evident in that game on Wednesday. Just shows how deep this Grass Lake team is. As we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this one, break this thing down. You've got the district championship pregame show. We're back in 3 minutes on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ilya Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service and blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Just a few minutes away from tip-off for our girls' district championship. Big one this evening, Grass Lake and Lumen Christi. Talked a little bit about Grass Lake before the break and Lumen Christi. We were talking a little bit about during the timeout. One thing that both these teams have in common is standout freshmen. Of course, on Grass Lake, you've got Adeline Jarko playing some quality minutes off the bench, but for Lumen, I think standout is a little bit of an understatement, but just talk a little bit about Kenna Hunt.
Oh, Kenna Hunt from the Lumen Christi side of things. Watching her on Wednesday, you didn't get the sense that she was a freshman.
Not at all.
When you have that standout athlete, you can tell just by the way they walk, just by the way they carry themselves, you can just see there's a different presence about that standout athlete. And that's what Hunt is on this Lumen Christi team. She doesn't play like a freshman. She doesn't look like a freshman. She's a leader on this team. She makes great decisions. She's got a three-point shot that kills. We're seeing it here in the warm-ups just now. But she has that presence that's just a little bit beyond what your normal player is going to have on the floor.
I would say, like, just if you just watched a game, you didn't even look at the roster or anything like that, mm-hmm. just based on how she played, you would think, like, junior at least.
Right.
Just the way, like, you know, she plays like she has plenty of high school experience. at the varsity level. But no, this is a freshman walking on and already just dominating.
And I felt like, I said this Wednesday, I felt like she was off on Wednesday.
Yeah,
because she kept shooting those threes. They kept feeding her to shoot the threes.
Yeah.
And they just weren't falling for her. But I have a feeling this is one of those players that when she gets hot, you're not going to stop her.
Absolutely.
Well, you can only hope to contain her.
And she still felt like, and that's what, I mean, that's just to sum it up, how good she is. I mean, she still finished with 24 points, but to your point, it still felt like that we could have probably seen better from her. Like, it seemed like she probably had another gear that we haven't even seen yet.
Right.
So,
and with that said, with the rest of this team out here, again, fast. They've got the edge on speed. Grass Lake might have the edge on height tonight, but Lumen's going to have the edge on speed, and we're going to probably see quite a bit of fast breaking tonight like we get against that Hanover Horton team on Wednesday.
Yeah, and the thing that Lumen really did well, that they suffocated Hanover Horton, especially in that second half, was the full court and the half court press. And specifically, what they do is they kind of wait in the middle of the floor, and then bam, as soon as that player crosses the half court line, trap.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's basically like being pinned down in the corner, because as soon as you cross that half court line, you can't go back, or that's a turnover. So, boom, trap. And they were Hanover Horton, they kept falling for it. And Lumen was just forcing a ton of turnovers, and it was close, only a 3-point lead at halftime. And then, boom, just like that, right out of the gates in the third quarter, they were already up like 15 points, like out of nothing.
Suffocating, yeah. That might be a little bit different story tonight.
Yeah.
Grass Lake has a little bit more height than what Hanover Horton did. And when you get in that trap, say, for example, we saw Lape, another outstanding freshman on the floor
here
tonight, right?
Yeah.
So we saw Lape playing any position on the floor. She's able to bring up the ball sometimes. If they try to trap her, she's definitely got the height advantage. It's going to be so much easier to find somebody open when you're a handful of inches taller than the people who are defending you.
So this is going to be a terrific matchup this evening. Again, a Final Four caliber matchup in the entire state.
Yep.
But one of these teams will go on. One of these teams will go home. It's the girls' district championships here at Grass Lake High School. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and tip-off for you. That's coming up in 3 minutes here on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Need plastics? Auro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Auro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at auro.com/plastics.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back here from a jam-packed and loud Grass Lake High School for tonight's girls district championship between the Grass Lake Warriors and the Lumen Christie Titans. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Starting lineups for both teams. First up for the Lumen Christie Titans, it'll be Kenna Hunt, Cody Ruge, Kathleen Doan, Lucy Rozak, and Ruby Boyce. Head coach is Jesse Brown. For the Warriors, starting five will be Reese Lape, Elise Bullock, Maya Vigelin, Kate Starkey, and Bree Saltz. Head coach is April Saltz. Lumen Christie in their road green uniforms with gold numbers. Meanwhile, Grass Lake in their home white uniforms, navy numbers trimmed in gold. Loud student sections for both teams on opposite sides of the gym here. This is what you want in a high school gym.
They took over our former broadcast location. And look at the flex and the student body over there, the bleachers.
Lumen Christie wins the opening tip, and they'll move the ball around the perimeter going from right to left on your radio dial. Kenna Hunt able to dish it back inside to Doan, and then an outlet pass that's intercepted by the Lady Warriors. Bullock, she has it stripped from behind by Boyce. Right back up the floor for Hunt. She pulls it back outside, now into the corner. Ruge fakes the three, bounce pass in the lane, and it's intercepted again by Bullock.
That's two times down this way when they've tried to make passes across the middle, and it's gotten picked off.
Now at the top of the key for Starkey, back to the near side corner. Late for three, that's too strong. Rebound down to Rozak. She'll bring the ball up the floor for the Lady Titans. Over to the superstar, Kenna Hunt. Swings it back over for Rozak. Now dribbles to the right elbow through the lane. Tough layup. Did not make the traffic shot. And then we got a foul in the backcourt against Kathleen Doan.
She's got the hands in there as she was trying to put the ball down and move it up. That was really close to either being a foul or a travel, but I think the reach in and the contact on the arm was just a half second before the feet moved.
We are 1 minute into the first quarter, brought to you by Jarco and Lester, Production Realty. Maya Vigelin has it, now a handoff for Starkey, cut off by Hunt. Hunt able to get a fingertip on it, but Starkey gets it back, driving through the lane, nice Euro step, way up off the mark. And the rebound out to Ruge, quickly on the other way. Three on two. Ruge stops, left hook off, and she traveled anyways.
Just dragged that back foot just a little bit. If she was able to keep that stationary, that was a great move. Got the defender off her feet. She would have had a quick, easy shot.
Still no score. 90 seconds into this first quarter by Jarco and Wester Production Realty. Grass Lake ball into the near side corner. Kate Starkey pulls it back outside. She's guarded by Kenna Hunt. Drives through, stops at the left elbow. Quick handoff through the lane. Vigelin able to lay it up and in.
Just made the cut right across the key. Quick little shot over the defender. Easy up and in.
First bucket of the game, 2-0 for Grass Lake as we got a three-pointer in and out in the corner for Boyce. Offensive rebound for Doan, missed the putback. She gets another rebound and pulls it back out to the corner. Lumen swinging it around the perimeter. Quick fire three, Hunt, nothing but net.
Just such a quick release. And she was draining him from that spot. That's like, every player has their sweet spot, right? That's where she was standing most of the pregame.
Seems like that left wing is her spot as we've got the shot on the other end off by Lape. And Hunt going coast to coast now through the lane, takes the contact, misses the shot, but she is fouled for a trip at the line.
That was a one-on-two. She had nobody to get it to, and she really didn't have that close of a trailer. So she just took it all the way, drew the contact, and will try to get, to the hard way, easy, whichever you want to prefer to call it.
And that's like the confidence that we're talking about. Like, you wouldn't, you know, a freshman doesn't, you know, just confidently drive into two defenders and, you know, try to shoot through contact like that. So.
Yeah. But first, we see that a lot. They drive, they get the foul, and yeah.
Both free throws up and in for Hunt. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. She's got all five Lumen points. It's 5-2 over Grass Lake. Just over 5 minutes to go in this first quarter, brought to you by Jarco and Lester Production Realty. Now Starkey on the baseline, cuts it inside for Leap. That's off the mark, and a rebound for Rozak.
Nice little cut from Leap, even though she didn't make it. Found herself open in the key.
This is off to Hunt, floater in the lane. No, gets her own rebound, put back off the mark. Might have been tipped. And now Grass Lake pushing the pace the other way. Trying to get right to the baseline. It's cut off. Starkey pulls it back out to the perimeter. Trying to break down Doan. Through the lane. Kicks it back outside. Bullock now at the top for Vigelin. And then Starkey lines up the three. That rolls off, but an offensive rebound by Lape. Back outside for Starkey as the Lady Warriors reset their offense. Dribbles to the top of the key. Hesitates. Couple crossover. Spin move. Layup right hand. Off the mark. And a over-the-back foul. Looks like that's going to go against Hunt.
Looks like the way Coach Saltz has this offense that we're seeing set up, she's not afraid to let her ball handlers drive into the key and basically have a one-on-three. We've seen it a couple times already, them taking those shots in the middle, trying to draw the foul or try to get those easy layups.
Grass Lake inbounding on the left side of the basket into the backcourt. Reese Lape collects it. We got a couple substitutions in that timeout. Adeline Jarco and Grace Bullock in. Jarco has it in the near side corner. Takes the screen from Lape. Swings it back over to Starkey on the left. Driving through the lane against Boyce. Shot off the glass and in.
See, what happened that time is they brought the rest of the offense over this way. Just had two on that side. Left him open. All the defenders pulled. Able to get the quick drive and in.
5-4 lead, Lumen with the ball. 4 minutes left in this first quarter, brought to you by Jarco and Lester and Production Realty. Top of the key, Rozak swings it into the corner. Intercepted again. Kate Starkey, 2-on-2. Dish down low, off the glass, too strong. Vigelin, and rebounded by Ruge. And thrown away again. Vigelin steals, 3, off right. Rebound in the corner by Jarco, and another chance. Through the lane, Leap off the glass for 2.
Lumen looks like they're calling a short timeout just to break up that pace that Grass Lake has found themselves in.
Well, and just way too many offensive rebounds and second chances. Grass Lake getting in those passing lanes as well, just disrupting Lumen on both sides of the floor. And they only lead 6-5, but Grass Lake playing at a very good pace early.
It feels like you're not going to be able to make when you're passing around the perimeter, when they're trying to maybe skip the next person over and pass it 2 or 3 deep, right? You're not going to be able to do that because this Grass Lake team, they're too tall, they're too scrappy, and they're picking off those passing lanes. You're going from one to the other that's next to you. You might be able to get away with that one, but trying to cut it and trying to throw it across the court or skip that passer to someone who might be open on 3, Grass Lake is disrupting those passing lanes.
3:25 to go in this first quarter, brought to you by Jarco and Lester in Production Realty. 6-5 lead for Grass Lake. Lumen in the front court for Kenna Hunt. Knifes her way to the basket underneath. Bounce pass down low. Trying to get it to Doan, but it's tipped out of bounds by the Lady Warriors in that passing lane again.
Well, what Hunt did is she went down to the baseline. She drew 3 white jerseys as they're kind of set up in a zone right now. That left somebody open. She tried to feed him in the key, but it just couldn't get past those 3.
Inbound to Hunt on the right side. Dribbles through her legs a few times. Crosses over. Step back on the mid-range. Good closeout by Bullock to deter the shot. Now through the lane. A double dribble called on Ruge. A turnover.
Wow. I was looking over at this side of the court just to see what kind of offense they're setting up. I didn't see the double dribble. But we've had a travel over there. We've had double dribble over there. Some mental mistakes on this Lumen offense early in the game.
Inside 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Top of the key for Starkey at the free throw line. Kicks back outside for Grace Bullock. Now a floater in the lane off the heel. Rebound tipped out, but it comes to Rozak.
Again, 1 driving in on 3.
Across the timeline, she's met by Grace Bullock at the top of the key. Lumen leading 6-5. I should say trailing 6-5 to Grass Lake. 2.5 to go in this first quarter. And a bad pass. Another turnover. This time Boyce trying to find Rozak in the corner and just kind of overthrows her.
You're trying to throw it in traffic or you know, through the traffic. So far, Grass Lake's got that dialed in.
2.5 to go in this first quarter, brought to you by Jarko and Lester and Production Realty. Grass Lake leading by 1. On the top of the key now for Kate Starkey. Stopped at the free throw line. Grace Bullock drives on the baseline. Kicks it back out. Wide open 3. That's blocked by Hunt, but they're going to call the foul on the 3.
It looked like she got just a little bit of piece of the hand on the follow through. You could tell that trajectory just changed. Instead of going towards the hoop, it went about 10 feet straight up in the air.
And that's going to be the second foul on Hunt, which we'll see if she sits for a bit, because until the late in the game on Wednesday, I think she pretty much played the whole game. And she is going to come out now for Lily Ganton, I believe. We'll see on the second free throw.
I think they're shooting 3 here.
Yeah, we got 2 more. The first one was off. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Kate Starkey at the line makes the second one. And now they'll get the substitutions in. So Hunt is going to the bench for Ganton. We've also got Bree Saltz in for Grace Bullock for Grass Lake.
Now, one thing we saw is that this Lumen team, they're deep.
Yeah.
They are deep.
And we'll see how they do the rest of the first quarter without their freshman leader, as the third free throw off by Starkey, and then the rebound tipped out of bounds by Boyce, and that gives Grass Lake another try.
You just had bodies fighting down there. You know, a little bump when you're going for the loose ball and just happened to go off the hands. Grass Lake ball.
Vigo in inbounding on the right side of the basket, lobs it in for Starkey. Dribbles behind her back, crossover through the lane, dishes back outside, head fake, Lape, Euro step through the lane, layup right hand, off the glass and out, and rebounded down to Rozak.
That was a great head fake by Lake.
Grass Lake leading 7-5. Lumen ball inside 2 minutes to go in this Jarko and Lester and Production Realty first quarter. Kate Starkey trying to close out there on the perimeter, moving it around. Boyce fires a contested 3 way off the mark, and it goes out of bounds. Grass Lake the other way.
They're doing a really good job with that 2-3 zone that they're running at. It's like they're getting away, setting up a double team, but they're just so quick at getting back into their form that they're really not leaving a disadvantage or open person somewhere.
90 seconds left in the quarter. Grass Lake on the other end. Elise Bullock, tough shot off the mark through traffic. And now a rebound for Doan. Skips it back over for Ganton and back into the corner for Paige LaFear, getting her first action here. Now back to the top of the key for Ganton. Free throw line, bounce pass down low. Another turnover. Doan couldn't handle the pass.
It's just difficult in traffic in the key.
Now through the lane for Vigeland. Floater, no. Offensive rebound, put back, no, by Lape. And another rebound for Rozak. 1 minute left in this Jarko and Lester and Production Realty first quarter. 7-5 Grass Lake. Lumen trying to answer, and they get a floater off the glass with Rozak.
Nice little floater. Nice touch off of that, too, to bank that in.
We're tied at 7. Lape at the top, skips it over. Long ball up and in. Adeline Jarko off the bench, her first bucket.
She had time to, she was so wide open, she had time to set her feet square up and let it fly.
3-point Grass Lake lead. Couldn't get an answer on the other end by Ganton. And Grass Lake into the front court now. 20 seconds left. Onto the near side. Vigelin drives through the lane. Kicks back outside. Jarko, can she go 2 of 2? No, she can't. It's short.
You don't get any more wide open than that for that 3.
Especially in that corner. 10 seconds left. Lumen with the ball, trailing by 3. And it's stolen beneath the basket. Jarko strikes again. 3 seconds left, half-court shot off the glass. Lape, I think, misestimated the time. And then the half-court heave off the mark for LaFair. What a first quarter.
That was a very fast-paced first quarter. Yeah, Lape, not quite sure on the time. She let that go from the Kelly Express Mart logo out there for all of your summer grilling needs. But, yeah, that was really quick, fast-paced action back and forth.
10-7 lead, Grass Lake over Lumen Christi. Second quarter is next. You've got the girls' district championships on 95.9 The Power Cal back in 60 seconds.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Start of the second quarter, girls district championship at Grass Lake High School. 10-7 lead for Grass Lake over Lumen Christi. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. A quick turnover for Grass Lake as Lumen going the other way.
And they just put Lape on the bench, giving her a little bit of a break.
Kenna Hunt back into the game for Lumen, playing with two fouls as she dishes off to the right side, and a three ball immediately by Lily Ganton.
Nice touch on that one, too. That was a little deeper than your normal three.
Fiegelin kicks it off to the left side for Starkey through the lane. Lumen student section making a lot of noise, but Bree Salt scores underneath.
Just found that soft spot right there in the key. Nobody around her. She's driving, dishes off, and up and in.
12-10 lead for Grass Lake. Lumen now at the free throw line for Rozak. Fakes one way, goes the other, and banks it in off the glass.
Nice pivot move. She faked it the one way, had the defender right on her, go that way, went back the other for a wide-open shot.
12-12 tie as Vigelin misses at the free throw line, and then Lafier pokes the rebound out of bounds. She was fighting for it, but another try for Grass Lake as we got substitution as Lape is coming back in for Vigelin.
Quick little breather for Lape.
Inbounding on the right side of the basket with Jarko. We're 1 minute into the second quarter. Lobbing it in near half court for Lape. Immediately cuts around Lafier. Drives through the lane. Layup on the right hand. No, but she is fouled and gets a trip to the line.
Definitely the offense by design. Every opportunity they can. I mean, they're shooting some of the long ball, too. But they are taking a lot of drives, testing that middle, trying to draw the foul, actively trying to get to the free throw line.
Lape for two. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. The first one is off. The Lumen student section to our right making a ton of noise.
They're choosing not to use their seats.
I think taking over our entire former broadcast booth over there, I think that's the boys' Lumen team who just got a big win last night as the second free throw also off. We're still tied at 12. Lumen ball up top with Hunt now on the left for Lafier. Skips it over to the far corner. Rozak double-teamed on the zone. Cuts back outside. Now Lumen back outside, a handoff for Hunt. Crossover, step back, NBA three, nothing but net.
That little crossover step back to create her own space, and she can drain a deep three.
Boy, and she really excited after that one. Way up on the other end is up and in for Kate Starkey.
Again, Starkey, one of the shorter ones on the floor, not afraid to go in and challenge the Lumen defenders down low.
Lumen leads 15-14, three on the left, way off for Lafier. 2 minutes into the second. Grass Lake quickly the other way for Bullock, driving through the lane. Gets a wide open lane, but she left the layup short. Gets her own rebound. Pass tipped away, stolen by Ganton. 2-on-2, she's got an open lane, and she can't lay it up and in. And the rebound tipped out of bounds by Lumen.
Well, I think it was Lape. Came off Lape's hands, and Jen just careened right off of the green.
Wild sequence back and forth, though.
But, oh, yeah.
Boy, this game has definitely lived up to its billing. back and forth for these two heavyweight prize fighters here in Division III girls basketball. Grass Lake ball at the top for Starkey. Now kicks to the corner for Leip. Drives through the lane. Layup on the right hand. Banks it up and in.
Bounced around a little bit before it fell. But it's like everybody clears out because they're afraid of the three. They're leaving that lane wide open. That's the third time we've seen a wide open drive.
Grass Lake by one now, about 3 minutes into the second quarter. Rozak on the right side, cuts the right, then back to the left. Dish at the free throw line, sloppy pass. It's tipped away, but Lumen gets it back. Now a quick three on two, and it's poked away again. Grass Lake gets the steal. Starkey, one on two, layup off the glass, too strong, and rebounded for Rozak.
She felt the pressure of the defense, needed to get rid of it quick.
Drive and kick to the corner, Hunt for three. That's too strong, but the long rebound tried to be saved by Boyce, and it gets saved right back to Starkey. One-on-one the other way. Kate Starkey layup off the mark, but she draws the blocking foul, and she will go to the line.
Defender tried to get there to get their feet set, and it's so hard to do that when you're in transition because you're basically running pace for pace on that fast break. And if you don't get there at least two or three steps ahead of time, you're not going to have time to get your feet set.
That's the first foul on Willie Ganton. First free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning is in for Starkey. She's got six to lead Grass Lake in scoring.
At least half of that was from that three-point early on.
It's almost, there's a battle on the floor, but there's a clear battle between the two student sections here.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot of noise on both sides. One more free throw for Starkey. Rattles in. She's got seven, and it's a three-point Grass Lake lead. 4:35 to go in the first half. Kenna Hunt in the top of the key for Lumen. On to the left for Rozak. Back at the free throw line, shuffles it back over for Boyce, and a foul on the entry pass by Jarko.
Jarko trying to get in position to steal the ball, but ended up running into the green jersey. What we are seeing is just some really good, aggressive basketball on both sides of the floor. This is a fun one to call tonight.
Lumen on the inbound, kicks it to the corner. Rozak, three is nothing but net.
Able to find her sweet spot there and drain it.
Tied at 18, back and forth. Layup on the right hand, no for Grass Lake. Rebound tipped away, comes away to Grace Bullock, and then she threw it away. It looked like it was tipped by Hunt, and they will keep it with Grass Lake.
Jarko was in the vicinity, but Jarko was starting to make a cut towards the basket. She made the cut, but then the pass was already committed, so it had nowhere to go.
Oh, and now we got a foul on the inbound. Kate Starkey got hit by Ganton trying to intercept that pass, and that's going to be a foul on Ganton, her second.
What you're not going to see a whole lot with really any other schools, Ganton went over to help Starkey up after that. You're not going to see that anywhere else.
Great sportsmanship on display.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We're tied at 18, 4:09 to go in the first half. Grass Lake inbounds on the near sideline for Leip and back to Vigeland. Crosses over to the free throw line, dishes back outside to Grace Bullock and back outside for Kate Starkey. Couple jab steps, step back at the free throw line, down low to Leip and back outside. Vigeland splits the defense, poked away, picked up by Leip, and now kicks it back over. Deep three, Starkey, that's off left. Rebound loose, fought for in the corner. Last tipped out of bounds. Who touched it last? It was Grass Lake.
Coming back this way. Missed opportunity down low. I want to say it was Jarko who had cut through and was wide, calling for the ball. Right there in the sweet spot underneath the hoop.
Now Lumen trying to regain the lead. 3:35 to go in the half. We're tied. Kenna Hunt has it on the left. Pass fake right, goes to the left. Lost the dribble, and it's stolen away for Grace Bullock. And now she's able to, do they call the travel?
Call
the
timeout.
Okay.
You'll see coaches do that quite a bit. When your player's got the ball and they're on the floor, because it's so easy to travel when you're in that position. So Salt saw that she was in trouble, called the timeout so they could keep possession.
I'd like to give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, Grimes Plumbing, and Performance Automotive Northwest. Thank you. As this game, it's just neither team really able to gain an edge. It's like once one team goes on a little run, maybe goes up three or four, other team comes back with a counterpunch, able to tie it or take a two- or three-point lead themselves, just back and forth all game. This has been fun.
It's been fun. They're not afraid to shoot the three. They're not afraid to test the middle. Both fast up and down the court. We've seen Grass Lake on a few fast breaks. Same thing for Lumen. We're getting just a little dose of everything tonight.
Now Grass Lake out of the timeout. We're tied at 18. Into the near side corner for Starkey. Back to the free throw line. Crossover behind her back. Back outside. Vigeland cut off at the right elbow. Back to the corner. Jarko half spin through the lane. Layup off glass. Couldn't get the angle. Rebound for Doan.
That's one of those shots where you're trying to get the foul before you can get the shot.
Kenna Hunt drives, kicks, corner three. Boyce too strong and rebounded for Lape.
Usually what you see when the big person gets the rebound, they're trying to find that outlet pass. Lape, she'll just take the ball and go coast to coast when she gets the rebound.
And she's caught traveling there. She tried to do a bit of a half spin and pass at the free throw line, but took too many steps in the process as Grace Bullock to the bench for Elise Bullock. 18 all, 2:41 to go in the first half of our girls' district championship here at Grass Lake High School.
You know, maybe you're due, because I was in with Drew on that doubleheader. Maybe you're due, that double overtimer.
Yeah. As we got Hunt on the right, able to cut around Bullock, sidestep, three-pointer, too short. The rebound collected by Saltz. The Grass Lake supporters, the student section, letting her hear it. Now at the free throw line, back outside for Lape. Cuts at the corner now for Vigeland. Tried to go up and under, couldn't get the angle, and then she travels again.
Well, we saw that Lumen early in that first quarter, they had some of those little mental error type things going on. Feels like it's been flipped a little bit. We're seeing some of those mental errors now on the Grass Lake side of the court.
Now 2 minutes left in the first half. Lumen, we've been tied at 18. Both these offenses grinding to a halt as Doan through the lane, cuts around the defender, couldn't score off the glass, and then a jump ball forced underneath the basket between Boyce and Saltz. It's going to stay with Lumen.
Well, Grass Lake had the rebound first, but then Boyce just like came in there and said, I want to take this ball, but man, Saltz strong, being able to hold on to that.
Inbound to Hunt in the corner, able to get the floater to go on the baseline. She's got 10.
That was a very nice shot. A lot of poise right there, and especially the way she put that up and in. Very nice.
Final 90 seconds and change of the first half as we got a layup on the right hand. No offensive rebound, late put back, no. Another offensive rebound, put back, no. Three chances for Grass Lake. Two for Starkey, one for Lape, and then we got a foul on the rebound.
When Lape got that rebound, she was all the way to the top left part of the key and just went off like a rocket to get that rebound. She actually threw it up as she was falling out of bounds.
Lumen across the timeline with Kenna Hunt. Now skips it back over for Rozak. Dribbles to the near side, now cuts through the lane. Layup on the left hand is in around the defender.
Again, testing the middle, testing down low, and just doing what they can to drive and shoot.
Now a driving kick in the corner, three-pointer off, rebound put back and in with the foul for Elise Bullock.
Great position, got the exact opposite side on the floor from where the shot was coming from. Rebound went right to her. She went right back up into a defender to draw the foul.
Chance at the and one with the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw by Elise Bullock. That bucket was her first field goal of the night. Free throw is off, but an offensive rebound for Lape. Able to get another chance for her team through the lane, and that's blocked away for Rozek. Three on one the other way. Rozek packs, fake, lays it up. She is fouled.
Well, the two defenders met up, or not two defenders, the two players, they met up in the air on that fast break shot. And yeah, when you're making contact like that, they're going to call it every time. Every time.
That is the second foul on Vigeland. And now two at the line, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning for Lucy Rozek. First one is off as we got Grace Bullock into the game for Elise Bullock. One more free throw for Rozak, and she makes good on the second. She's now got 10, tied with Hunt for most points tonight. Three-point Lumen lead, 47 seconds left in quarter number two. Kate Starkey across the timeline, met out there by Hunt. Dribbles off to the right, now skips it over for Vigeland. Couple pass fakes in, holds onto it above her head. Now over for Grace Bullock. Harassed outside. Now tries to pass over. It's going to be stolen away by Rozek, but stolen right back by Bullock. Dribbles to the right wing and then held by Saltz outside. 20 seconds left. We'll see if Grasslake decides to hold for the last shot. Vigeland harassed out there by Hunt. 13 seconds left. Through the lane. Back outside. She travels.
She's wanting to challenge the call, but yeah, she stopped and then I don't know if it was if she slid, if maybe there's a little slippy issue with the floor, but definitely did drag her feet a little bit.
Final 6 seconds. Hunt has it off the screen, mid-range jumper off the heel, rebound loose, muscled down by Doan, and she gets fouled with 0.9 seconds, and it'll be an inbound on the baseline.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the bonus yet.
Next one will be, but there won't be a next one. Only 0.9 seconds left. It's going to have to be a catch and shoot. Pass, shoot at the free throw line. Off the mark. A good look there for Doan.
Grasslake kind of fell asleep. They got away with it. They got away with one because that was a wide open free throw extended.
And that was a fun first half of basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Lumen leading Grasslake at halftime 23-20. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes, and when we come back, we're going to break everything down in the Grasslake Community Schools halftime report. You've got girls district championship basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We are at halftime for our girls district championship. A couple of heavyweight prize fighters out there. Lumen Christie leading Grasslake 23-20 as we dive into the Grasslake Community Schools halftime report, your destination district in Jackson County. And this has lived up to its billing every dime. Just what a fun basketball game. This is girls basketball at its highest level.
Well, at this level, you usually see a team that's good at threes, or you see a team that's got somebody who's just an ace down low. Or, you know, you see a team that's fast and you just can't, you know, they're going to outrun you. We got it all on both sides of the floor. We've got players who can shoot, players who can go play low. You got players who are testing the middle, driving towards the basket. We've had fast breaks on both sides. We've got anything and everything that you can expect in a basketball game happening here tonight.
And it seems like it's been a pretty even game so far. I mean, first quarter, based on the eye test, it felt very grass-like heavy. But, I mean, Lumen, especially at the start of the second quarter, they played pretty strong. They were able to outscore Grass Lake 16-10 in that second quarter after trailing 10-7 at the end of the first. And otherwise, Grass Lake, it seems like, I mean, they're doing what they do best. They're attacking the rim. Those shots really haven't been falling for them tonight. And then same thing for Lumen on the other end. It seems like a lot of their shots that we saw falling the other night just haven't been there for them. And I think it's a combination of great defense and then just not capitalizing on your open looks.
Well, I think what you saw with Lumen, especially after the, you know, by halfway through the first quarter, is they started playing a little bit smarter on offense because they had a few picks. They weren't necessarily bad passes. We see that a lot, what I call gravy balls. If you can zip it, you can get it to the other side. You can't do that against this Grass Lake team. So Lumen quickly realized that those kind of passes weren't going to fly, so they had to kind of adjust. I think they made some smart plays and were able to really control the turnovers from that point on. There's been a few because this is a scrappy defense.
Yeah.
And they're just poking the ball out once you have possession. But as far as turnovers off of passes, we haven't really seen a whole lot of that in the second quarter.
And also, both teams we saw excel on Wednesday at getting those turnovers and getting a lot of fast break scores, whereas there has been a lot of turnovers in this one, but both defenses have had that discipline to get back quickly, and we have not really seen a lot of those fast break points. We've seen opportunities, maybe a couple fouls here and there and free throws, but really haven't seen a lot of those fast break scores, which is another reason that this has felt a lot more like a half-court game, maybe a little bit more than we expected.
I feel like Lumen's still the faster team on the floor, but Grass Lake is kind of giving it all that they've got. Grass Lake's had their fair share of fast break opportunities. I feel like it's been even on both sides, but both defenses creating turnovers and then, boom, just going right down the floor. Lumen just a skosh faster, but Grass Lake is just hanging tough in that department too.
Yeah, and it's I think another key for Grass Lake defensively is they haven't really allowed Kenna Hunt to get going.
Right.
She does have 10 points. Her and Rozak both have 10 points for Lumen, but it seems like they haven't really let her get to her spots. She's got a couple three balls in this one, but it just doesn't seem like she's really gotten her opportunities, especially the same quantity that we saw the other night.
Well, I think you just kind of hit upon another key right there. If Hunt and Rozak have the 10 points each for Lumen, they got about half of, you know, they've got the two of them basically have all of Lumen's points.
Yes.
If you're Grass Lake on defense, that should tell you. If you're looking at your stats, that should tell you who you need to key on the rest of the way.
Like, hey, you know, you're going to, these are the two players that you're relying on tonight. Beat us with somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And Lumen could do that. Lumen could do that.
Yeah.
They're deep. We saw, what was it, O'Dowd drained some threes, and LaFleur drained some threes the other night. So, yeah, I mean, they're deep. They could do that.
Goes through some point totals here. Of course, Hunt and Rozek both with 10 points for Lumen. Lily Ganton chipping in the other three. Meanwhile, for Grass Lake, leading scorer is Kate Starkey with 7. We got 4 from Reese Lape, 3 from Jarko, 2 each for Elise Bullock, Bree Saltz, and Maya Vigelin.
Why does Michigan State have so much success this year? Because they are so well balanced, and on the stat sheet, you've got your scoring spread out amongst almost everybody.
Yep.
3 players scoring for Lumen, which means you got to get more people invested in the game tonight. It's all spread out for Grass Lake right now. That does breed success. If you look at stats, you look at what successful teams do. If you're Lumen, you got to key in on that, and you got to get some more stops on offense.
That'll do it for the Grass Lake Community Schools Halftime Report, your destination district in Jackson County. One more time, final the halftime score, 23-20, Lumen over Grass Lake. Second half is next in the Girls District Championships, back in 2 minutes on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back at the home of the Warriors for tonight's girls district championship, Grass Lake and Lumen Christi. Lumen leads 23-20, start of the third. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Grass Lake, the first possession, going from right to left on your radio dial this time as we got a floater in the lane, rattling in for Gates Starkey.
Starkey drove right into the lane, actually bumped into Lape and was able to make that shot after getting into some contact.
Now it's just a one-point Lumen lead as Kenna Hunt has it at the top of the key, trying to get around Elise Bowick. Double-teamed a little bit at the top. Now skips it to the corner, driving through the lane. Tough shot. Rosa couldn't get it. Rebound put back and a foul as Cody Ruge will get a trip to the line.
Starkey able to reach in there to knock the ball away. Must have got a fingernail or something on that one. Up here, we're a bit removed from the action. Got a great view, don't get me wrong. Bit removed from the action, but it did sound like it was that all-ball kind of smack.
That's the first on Starkey. And the two free throws now by Ruge, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. First one drops. That's her first point. And we'll get one more at the line. Makes both. Another three-point lead for Lumen. 45 seconds into the third. Now Vigeland, handoff for Bullock. Drives through the lane. Splits the D and lays it up and in.
Nice little scoop move on that, too, as she split the defenders.
And those are the shots that Grass Lake needs. They have been missing a ton of those in the first half as we got a floater the other end for Hunt.
That's not the first time we've seen that shot from Hunt. She can be on mark with that floater, looks like, anywhere in the key.
Grass Lake quickly the other end. A score off the glass for Vigeland.
Right, we're seeing both these teams having some success driving to the basket and getting those points that were evading them in the first half.
27-26, Lumen over Grass Lake, 90 seconds into the third. Hunt through the lane, kicks back outside for Boyson in the corner. Hunt fires the three. That's short. Rebound pulled down by Saltz. Lady Warriors up the floor with Lape. Stops at the top of the key. A carry call.
We saw that on Wednesday. That's the second carry that we've seen tonight. First one on Grass Lake. But, yeah, Lape got called for that on Wednesday also. You just got to shake it off. You got to shake it off and just get on to the next.
Hunt on the right for the Lady Titans. Now on the far side into the corner. One more pass back up top. Rozek with the screen pass fake way up right. Off, but she is fouled.
They're going to call that on late, but they had a wide open three down in the corner on the other side before the ball found its way over here. Grass Lake really good at collapsing down and preventing that shot from getting off.
And Lumen doing a good job in this second half of drawing these fouls. This is already the second trip to the line. These two free throws, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws attempted by Lucy Rozak, and she makes the first. Whole lot of noise being made here now by the Grass Lake student section. One more free throw. Too strong and rebounded by Bullock. Woman now up top by two. 2 minutes into the third. Top of the key now through the lane, back outside for Vigeland. Couple dribbles, crossover, drives through the lane, kicks outside. Elise Bullock, three, wide right, rebound for Hunt.
Good Ooh. Look on that. That was a good look on that three.
Hunt actually hit the deck, but she kept the dribble alive and able to stand back up and now goes the other way, dishes down low. Boyce missed the shot, but then we got a foul, a late foul it looks like, and Boyce getting two shots.
Okay, so late, early in the second half, she had the carry on the one side, two quick fouls down here. She's a freshman. She just needs to collect herself and start playing smart basketball again.
Boyce, free throw off the mark. Already three trips to the line for the Lady Titans in this third quarter. Not even 2.5 minutes in. One more Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw. Misses both of them. Lape the rebound now over for Vigeland to bring the ball up the floor. Eurostep floater through the lane. Rolls off to the right. And then we got an off-ball foul on the rebound against Lumen.
You know, sometimes the officials, you know, we talk about the teams, how they need to, dissect what happened in the first half, make adjustments for the second half. Sometimes officials do that, too. If they feel like the game's being a little too aggressive, they might tighten up those whistles a little bit in the second half. I feel like we're seeing that.
Now through the lane for Grass Lake. Oh, layup off the glass high. Arcing and in, Kate Starkey. With 11 points as Hunt stopped at the free throw line. We're tied at 28, 3 minutes into the third. Boyce back out in the corner. Bounce pass up top for Hunt. Now a jab step, sidestep. She floats it from three. Got it! What a shot!
The footwork on that, just to, with one pivot foot, able to make that type of space and get an open shot.
A one-handed, like, floater on the three.
Wow.
As we got a layup, missed on the other end. Hunt kicks over for Boyce. Now turns the corner on the baseline, back outside. Now into the corner, Rozek sidestep, drives through the lane, layup on the left hand, off the mark, and the rebound tipped out of bounds by Rozek. I thought that was out on Jarko, and the Lumen student section agreeing with me on that one.
Yep. Yep. I think everybody had a clear view of that one.
Yeah. So we're going the other way. Lumen by three. Grass Lake with the ball. Starkey up top. Cuts through the lane. Spin move. Fall away. Blocked by Hunt out of bounds.
Just went straight up. That's what you're taught. When you're defending down there, you go straight up, try to avoid the contact, but she went straight up, and that hand came down and found nothing but ball, and it was like a volleyball spike with authority.
Now Grass Lake on the inbound, able to move around the perimeter, through the key, back outside, three ball, too strong for Starkey, offensive rebound, late put back, blocked by Doan. Rebound loose. It's picked away by Starkey. Back into the corner for Jarko and then to the perimeter. We got a travel call on the drive by Starkey.
She started moving before she put the ball on the floor.
Getting some of those whistles on those fundamentals. A couple travels, carry calls we've seen. Double dribbles. Woman leads 31-28, 3:50 to go in the third of our girls' district championship. Hunt a couple crossovers at the top of the key. Drives through the lane, layup on the right hand in traffic. No. Rebound poked away, and it's picked up by Vigelin. Lobs it up ahead. Too far for Starkey, and she throws it away.
Just a little over. It was the right look. It was the right look. You try to push that ball up, especially if you're, you know, both these teams are really fast. If you got that speed, you got a breakaway player. You try to get that ball up to him, just overthrew her just a little bit.
And got chance from the Lumen student section. Who was that to? That's actually pretty funny. Lumen with the ball again up top with Rozek with the screen and stripped away and stolen by Vigelin.
Yeah, both these student bodies are really good at trolling each other here tonight.
It's been fun. It's been a fun little side battle, if you will, as we got a shot on the other end. No by Vigelin. Rebound down to Lape, and the foul called on Rozek, trying to swat that away.
Lape took a little power dribble to make her way to the basket, and that was just enough time for Rozek to try to collapse down on it, but got a little bit of arm when she went for the ball.
Now, two Aspen 1 Hour heating and air conditioning free throws for Reese Lape so far with 4 points, now five as she makes the first. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Bucked Up Energy Drink, that's with a B. Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank, as Lape makes both. Trims the Lumen lead down to 1:03 left in the third. Kenna Hunt has it on the right for the Lady Titans. Met out there by Grace Bullock. Crossover, step back at the top of the key. Drives through, hesitates into the corner. Three ball, Ruge. Blocked out of bounds by Starkey.
It's that scrappy, scrappy defense. And they're able to close the gap. Both these teams. When the ball finds its way to an open player, these defenses are so quick to collapse and close that gap.
Now Lumen inbound. Fall away. Hook is in for Rozek on the left hand.
Sweet move. Sweet move. Pivot in the paint with the fade and able to get the drain the shot.
Back and forth third quarter. Lumen hanging in front with a three-point lead. 2:30 to go in the quarter. Kicks. Salts on the baseline, pump fake, drives through, and she tried to draw the foul, but it's lost out of bounds, and Grass Lake, I believe they're going to say that was blocked, actually, by Boyce. Grass Lake inbounding on the right side, lobbing it near half court for Lape. Dribbles to the top of the key, crossover through the lane, pump fake, up and under, Lape, blocked from behind by Boyce, rebound punched out, and last touched by the Lady Warriors. It'll be Lumen ball.
Tough call on that one because they both are kind of going for it out of bounds. But coming this way for the Titans.
Hunt has it at the time line. Now lobs it to the free throw line for Boyce. Nearly stripped from behind. Kicks it out to the corner. Rozak three off the mark. Rebound put back. Yes for Boyce.
Now, Boyce, again, fundamentally sound. You don't take the ball down low. You get it. You go right back up with it for the quick two.
Grass Lake trying to get an answer for Lape in the corner. Couldn't get the three ball, but a save by Bullock. Able to get it in for Hunt, and they're going to call her on the travel as she was rolling over on the ground to try to shuffle it away.
They're going to call that a lot. It's so hard not to get a travel call when you have the ball on the floor.
Adeline Jarko on the floor for Reese Lape. Grass Lake inbounding on the far side. 35-30, Lumen over Grass Lake, 1:43, and we got a foul called against Lumen on the inbound. That's on
Grass Lake. It's on number 14.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
It's on 14.
Grace Bullock. So that was, yeah, Grass Lake inbounding and offensive foul, second of the game on Bullock. Now Hunt has it at the top of the key. Lumen trying to add to their lead here. Rozak back outside for Hunt. 90 seconds left in the third. Screen coming on the left. Takes it back over. Rozak drives on the baseline. Cut off. Bounce pass down low for Doan. She was briefly wide open but lost her footing. Kicks it back out. Hunt somehow gets it. And a quick timeout called by Coach Jesse Brown. So we're going to step aside. 1:17 to go in the third. Lumen by five. Back in 30 seconds on 99.5 The Power Cow. 95.9.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Buck 17 to go in the third. Lumen 35, Grass Lake 30 in the girls' district championships. Lumen inbounding out of the timeout on the far side with Lucy Rozak into the backcourt for Hunt. Locks it into the front court, met out there by Grace Bullock onto the far side for Boyce. Now back outside for Hunt. Skips it to the near side. Long ball wide open off the mark for Ruge. But an offensive rebound for Boyce and then a foul by Saltz.
Saltz looked like she was a little frustrated after that one. Kind of left all by herself out there trying to guard two Lumen players.
And with how many fouls Grass Lake's committed early in the quarter, that's going to cost them as Lumen now in the bonus. Two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws now for Boyce as she misses the first one. Actually, I believe that's Ruge. No, it is Boyce shooting these. I can't see the number with her long hair. It's completely covering the number on the back of her jersey. It is Boyce. Okay, there we go. She turned her head. I could see the 20 on the back. So misses the first. Second one in. It's now a six-point Lumen lead. They're large of the night. Shows you how close this thing's been. 1 minute left in the third. Into the front court for Bullock. Dribbles off to the right. Half spin. Cuts through the lane. Layup over the defender. Rolls in. What a tough shot.
Tough shot. And, again, these were shots that weren't falling in the first half. Now they're finally starting to make their mark on both sides of the court.
40 seconds left in the third. Lumen by four with the ball. Onto the far corner for Ruge. Hand off for Hunt. Now trying to cross over Bullock into the corner. Step back. Another one-handed three in and out, but she traveled anyways.
One too many pivots will lead to that. And she did it right there in front of the Grass Lake student body. And they have turned that into a field day.
I think that was Braden Lape actually leading a little bit of a chant there for Grass Lake as Grass Lake has the ball. 20 seconds left in the third, down four. Through the lane, Starkey kicks back outside. Bullock back for Starkey. Head fake through the lane, stopped. Now back into the corner, 9 seconds left. Vigeland outside Starkey. Head fake, drives through the lane. Layup on the right hand, in and a foul.
They're just waiting for the right opportunity. Yeah, you know, she looked at that head fake earlier. They've been looking the entire time to try to drive, try to draw that foul.
And that's the third of the game on Hunt. And just like that, Grace Lake trailing by two could cut it to one right here with the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw. Kate Starkey at the line. Made it. She's got 14, 3.4 seconds left. Inbound to the half court, Boyce. Half-court heave, well short, and that'll do it for another exciting quarter. Fourth quarter next, 36-35, Lumen over Grass Lake. You've got the girls' district championships back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls. And great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Braden Lape and the rest of the Grass Lake students trying to hype up the hometown supporters in the girls' district championship game, 36-35, Lumen over Grass Lake. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Time for the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter as Lumen has the first possession, and it's stolen away nearly by Grass Lake as it's picked up by Rozak through the lane, trying to Euro step, shot off the glass, and the foul! Wow!
Lape had position, and at the last second, she tried to adjust it, picked up her feet, and moved. She had position to draw the charge. She just moved her feet a little bit, and boom, right there you had a blocking foul.
Big shot. She's got 15 points, and now the officials...
We're bringing in the AD.
Trying to meet here.
Last time we saw someone bring in an AD, somebody got ejected.
They're pointing down here. The official picked up something on the floor. I don't even see what that is. We'll see. He is now going to the Grass Lake student section. Are we kicking somebody out? They're pointing at somebody. Was maybe something thrown on the floor. All right, they are kicking somebody out. But in the meantime, we're going to continue. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw. In completing the three-point play, Rozek. For as amount of attention we've given the student sections, we might as well update everybody on the situation.
Right.
Lumen leads by four. Grass Lake the other end, drawing a foul of her own. It's Maya Vigelin at the line for two now.
When you have one of these teams getting up by six or up by four, it just feels like it's a huge lead with how this game's been going. Grass Lake was able to collapse that lead a little bit earlier when Lumen was up by six.
First of two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws in for Vigelin. She's got five now. Cuts the lead down to three. This thing's going to stay razor thin the rest of the way, I bet. Just how the game's been.
Yeah, for sure.
Lumen large lead was six in the last quarter as the second free throw is off, but we got a lane violation against Doan. Jumped in a little too soon, and Vigelin will have another try.
Definitely are hearing these whistles a little bit more in the second half.
Tightening up the calls. Yeah, didn't really have many in that first half as the second shot also off. She couldn't get the do-over, and it stays a three-point Lumen lead. 30 seconds into the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Hunt double-teamed, able to dribble out of it into the corner. Rozak, three, off the heel. Doan, the rebound, lost it, stolen away. Vigelin, Grass Lake pushing the pace. Lobs it up ahead for Starkey, and she'll slow it down. Cutting on the baseline, floater, no, and she's fouled by Hunt. That's her fourth foul.
They're attacking Hunt. They are literally going out of their way to attack Hunt. We've seen it a few times as they keep driving in the middle. That's exactly what they're trying to do. Get that foul count up. Now, will she come out?
Looks like they're not sending anybody in, so she's just got to be careful. That is going to limit her defensive aggressiveness the rest of the way as the first free throw in by Kate Starkey.
Here comes somebody.
Yeah, they did. They probably realized. Ganton now in for Hunt. Yeah, four fouls.
Well, that's a good sub. I mean, Ganton's been tough tonight, too. It's just this Lumen team is just so deep.
Yeah.
It's been a plug and play. I think it's a little odd to have Wozak and Hunt to be, well, they're the high scorers, but to have it just lopsided like that, I think it's unusual for this team. Feels unusual for this team.
Second Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw off as Lumen moves quickly into the front court.
Got away with a double dribble.
1 minute into the Chelsea State Bank fourth, Lumen by two. Quick handoff for Boyce at the top of the key, kicks it to the near corner. Head fake, Ruge on the baseline, whistled from behind. Reese Lape, now that's her fourth personal foul.
Yeah, because she got some quick ones there in the third. Wow, you got these star freshmen.
And now she's heading
to the
bench.
Trouble right now.
Jarko on for her. And now Lumen inbounding on the right side of the hoop. Inbound down low. Quick score off the glass. Boyce got loose beneath the basket.
Somebody missed a defensive assignment there. Wide open for the inbound pass and the easy up.
Now a four-point Lumen lead. Grasslake at the elbow with Starkey into the corner for Jarko and back outside for Regalin. Through the lane, floater off right. Rebound tip. Saltz trying to kick it out. She does get the rebound. Back out for Starkey, and Grasslake will slow it down here. Dribbles through the lane, off the glass, no, and she draws another foul.
It's kind of an opportunity here for Starkey to take over. She's not being guarded by Hunt. It feels like she could have her will a little bit against some of these other defenders.
Another two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws for Grasslake. Kate Starkey at the line for two. She's got 15, now 16 points. Cuts the deficit to three. 6:20 to go in the Chelsea State Bank fourth. One more on the way. Made them both. She's got 17. Now Grasslake with a full court press. Changing things up as we got a deflection in the backcourt by Grace Bullock. It's picked up anyways by Lumen. Now pass up ahead, nearly thrown away. It goes to Ruge, and it's stolen again by Vigelin.
That press is causing problems all the way down for Lumen.
Now Vigelin through the lane, off the mark, gets her own rebound, hammered again, and we got another trip to the line. If she makes both, we're going to be tied.
Grasslake came out with that full-time press. I think it's the full-court press. I think it's the first time we have seen it tonight. And nowhere could Lumen find any type of rhythm. They were able to push the ball up, but it was not pretty, and that's what caused the turnover down here underneath the basket.
Just definitely seemed rattled because, as you mentioned, that was the first press for either team tonight. Just didn't expect it. Caught off guard. Free throw in.
Usually they would have Hunt that they would get the ball to, and she would just push it up. They don't have that on the floor right now.
Yeah. Definitely going to be feeling that. Looks like they're going to be bringing her back in, actually. As the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw, second one for Vigelin. Misses the second one, but she made the first one. Offensive rebound, Grace Bullock. Put it up, and she is fouled.
She was hit hard. She was hit hard.
And now Lily Ganton has four, who is Hunt's replacement.
Coach Jesse Brown pleading his case to the official.
Boy, the official just gave him a warning right there to back off. She was close to giving him a tech right there.
That was a foul all the way.
Free throw number one rattles in for Grace Bullock.
Even the free throws are giving us drama. It bounced around forever before it fell in.
There's Braden Lape trying to get the crowd hype on the far side. He's just pacing back and forth. Made them both.
Wow.
Two big Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. And Grasslake back in front by one. Got 5:57 left in this one. Lumen the other way. How do they respond? Into the corner. Ganton's still in the game. They did bring Hunt back in, both with four fouls. Lumen wanting a foul. They didn't get it there on that handoff. Hunt at the top, step back, long ball, off right, rebound Vigelin.
What Grasslake's doing on defense is they have one person like glue on Hunt the whole time. Only one person was down here on defense, just on her like glue the whole time from coast to coast.
We'll see if they target her defensively, try to get her to foul out as Starkey through the lane, back outside for Vigelin. Dribbles to the left elbow. Back outside for Jarko through the lane. Lost the dribble. Stolen by Hunt. 2-on-0 the other way. Hunt all the way. Layup in.
So fast. She's just so fast.
She basically single-handedly outran the whole Grasslake team. 5 minutes left. Now Lumen by one across the timeline. Kate Starkey for the Lady Warriors dribbles around the defender. She hits the deck. Floater. No. Rebound away. Hunt has it. Couldn't capitalize.
It's a different team when Hunt's on the floor.
You could really feel it when she was not playing for those few minutes. Now Wozek has it at the top of the key. Passes out. into the corner. Boyce back outside. Rozak. And now cuts through the lane. Layup. No, but she's fouled. Boy, you got some got something happen there between Hunt and Elise Bullock out on the perimeter.
No, they're playing aggressive. They're targeting Hunt. They want to get her fouled out. They called that on number 11. Looked like it was on three.
Yeah, Hunt and Bullock were jawing back and forth. Bullock was on her close, even way near half court when the ball was beneath the basket.
Yeah, they're playing her tight right now, not trying to give her any breathing room.
17 points now for Rozak. One more Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw to go, and she misses the second. Rebound down for Doan, gets it back to Rozak through the lane, and a foul committed from behind on Grass Lake. That's going to be on Vigeland. I don't know. That looked like a clean block to me.
Well, they're calling it her third.
Might have been a different angle there, but
where Grass Lake was having their time at the free throw line not too long ago, now we're seeing it down here. Lumen is getting an opportunity to take control of the free throw line.
First free throw in for Rozek. She went one of two last time. One more Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw to go. 4:21 to go in the Chelsea State Bank fourth. It's now a 3-point Lumen lead. Second free throw off, this time rebounded by Vigeland. Dribbling it herself into the front court on the left wing. Crossover back outside. Bullock out up top for Starkey. Head fake through the lane. Triple teamed. And she tried to shoot it, and it's off. Last touch by Lumen. Boy, she had a teammate wide open in the corner.
Well, she was trying to draw that foul. She was in there amongst three defenders. One of them was Hunt. And now Lape, who has four fouls, is back in the game.
Inbounding on the right side of the basket into the near corner. Bullock wide open. Three. No good. Rebound down to Lape. Kicks it back outside. Vigeland for three. That's too strong. Another rebound. Starkey pulls it back outside. A third chance for the Lady Warriors. Through the lane. Pass Vick out. Layup off glass. And in.
Nice touch. You had to get a higher arc, higher release off of it to get it over the defender. Just a beautiful touch.
Lumen's lead cut to one. Hunt pressured outside by Bullock near half court. Gets the screen. Now double team near half court. Dishes over to Rozak. Half spin at the top of the key. Now a screen at the free throw line. Layup on the right hand. Off the mark! And a jump ball forced beneath the basket. It's going to be Grass Lake ball.
Bullock, when all the action was happening over there underneath the hoop, Bullock and Hunt were up here by the logo, nose to nose. Nose to nose. Bullock has orders to be on Hunt all the time.
And she's done that well in this fourth. 3:18 left in the fourth. Grass Lake with the ball, trailing Lumen by one. At the top. Bounce pass for Vigeland. Through the lane, into the corner. Bullock, pump fake on the three. Picks up the dribble. Back to Vigeland in the corner. Now outside for Grace Bullock. Up top for Starkey. Through the lane. Layup off the glass. Offensive foul. Basket won't count.
They've been trying to draw those defensive fouls all night long. It was that able to get their feet set. Able to let Starkey go right into them and get the offensive foul. That's only two on Starkey tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
All the contact that she's had, only two.
And we got a foul immediately on an inbound by Grace Bullock. That's going to be her third, and both teams already in the bonus, by the way. So Kenna Hunt going to the line despite being fouled 70 feet away from the basket. 3 minutes left in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Lumen leads 45-44. Kenna Hunt trying to get a little bit of cushion for her Lady Titans.
If you're Kenna Hunt, you gotta keep that leadership. You gotta keep that cool head. It's so easy to get frustrated when you've got somebody in your hip pocket preventing you from doing what you want to do. She just needs to keep calm and not let the frustration get the best of her.
First Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw missed. She gets another one right now, and she got the second. She's got 18, Lumen by two. 3 minutes left in the Chelsea State Bank fourth. I feel like this is going to be a long 3 minutes. Now a handoff at the top of the key for Vigelin. Outside for Lape. Drives through the lane. Layup on the right hand. And we've got a blocking foul now with Lape going to the line for two.
Well, you kind of hold your breath to see which way that call's going to go.
I was waiting for it. I was honestly expecting another charge.
Even the officials are getting in the drama. They blow the whistle. It was like a little hesitation before. You didn't know which way it was going to go.
It's kind of like watching an NFL game and you get that deep downfield pass and the flag comes out. You're just holding your breath. You're kind of expecting to see if that flag comes out for pass interference. It was kind of the same thing there. Two big Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws for Lape, and she misses the first one.
Whether you're wearing a white jersey or a green jersey, these free throws are so important right now.
It's been free throws the whole quarter. Second free throw is in. She's got seven. Another full court press for Grass Lake, trailing by one to Lumen. Dish over to Rozak, 2.5 to go. Pass up ahead, press is beaten. Down low for Ganton. Blew the layup. Rebound tipped away. Put back up and in. No, and a foul. Doned in the line for two.
Is that on Lape?
That was on Starkey, her third.
Okay.
Oh, my.
It could have been on any of the white jerseys down there.
Yeah. Lumen by one. Two big Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws as Doan gets the first.
Nice touch on that. Nice touch, nice release, nice backspin. Just went into a dead bounce as soon as it hit the front of the rim.
What a time to get her first point in this one. Second one, that's short. Offensive rebound, Hunt takes a couple dribbles, goes into the defender, and she gets fouled. And Hunt's now at the line for two. Who was it on? It's on Saltz, her third.
Yeah, at this point in the game, you're going to see a lot of these players who have been active and involved all night long getting up there in their 3 and 4 foul range. We're going to start seeing bodies drop here soon.
Two-point lead for Lumen, 2:21 to go in the Chelsea State Bank third. First Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw is in for Hunt. It's a three-point lead. If she makes the second one, it's a two-possession game, which 2:21 to go in the fourth is huge. At this level, second free throw, got them both for an even 20 points.
Second one looked just like the first one.
49-45 for Lumen. Grass Lake needs a bucket here. Vigelin at the top, back over for Lape. Crossover at the left elbow, back outside for Grace Bullock. Dribbles to the right, now back over for Starkey. Dribbles to the top of the key. Crossover, step back, back over for Vigelin on the right. Now 2 minutes left. Spin at the right elbow through the lane. Blocked away by Ganton and rebounded by Boyce. And a timeout by the Lumen Christy Titans. They need to talk things over. 1:50 to go. Leading by 4 over Grass Lake. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got the girls' district championship on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
On the inbound for Lumen, leading by 4 over Grass Lake. It's stolen away. Grass Lake 3, Beagle, and it's in! Oh, my! What a way to come out of the timeout. Now Lumen only leads by 1 with 90 seconds left. Hunt in the front court, off the screen, drives through the lane, tough shot, no, but there is a foul.
That's on Lape.
Still going to be two free throws in the bonus, and that is the fifth foul on Leap, and she is done. Kenna Hunt at the line for two.
You had to challenge her. You can't let that go. You got to challenge her.
And now she's got to earn two the hard way. A lot of noise by Grass Lake student section, but she makes the free throw anyways. 21 for Hunt. Grace Bullock into the game for Reese Leap. For Grass Lake, 2-point lead for Lumen. Kenna Hunt looking to make it three. Got it with all the noise in this building.
Wow, 90 seconds to go. This is everything you'd ask for in a game.
51-48, and we got now a timeout by Grass Lake. Back in 60 seconds, 1:22 to go in the fourth. Lumen by three on 95.9 The Power Cal.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work. Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
3-point Lumen lead over Grass Lake. 1:22 left. Grass Lake ball out of the timeout. Driving through the lane. Elise Bullock way up on the left hand. No, gets her own rebound. She is fouled. And she'll go to the line for two. It's been free throws all quarter.
Nice spin move in there to try to get the shot. I believe it was 20 who came in from behind to try to strip that ball down. That was Boyce, who got her third foul.
Elise Bullock, too big. Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws, and she makes the first to trim the deficit to two. Bree Saltz into the game for Adeline Jarko. One more. Got it! She's got eight. Full court press, Grass Lake. Lumen leads by one. 1:14 left. Into the front court, trying to get it up there. Doan, double-teamed back there. Now pass up ahead for Boyce, and now another timeout for Lumen. Almost a violation in the backcourt.
Jesse Brown saw those tickets ticking away. Called the timeout to get a fresh 10 and to save the possession.
We're going to leave it right here, just getting to an intense time of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
This gym is so loud.
This is perhaps the most active gym I've ever been in for a high school game. I'm not even kidding. This is insane. An insane student section for Grass Lake. An equally insane student section for Lumen. It seems like they're just trying to compete who's got the louder chants back and forth. Boy, this has been a fun atmosphere to be in. You can't beat it. Friday night.
Friday
postseason.
Night hoops. Yeah, Friday night hoops.
And not in a neutral location either. Well, both these fan bases would have traveled regardless,
right.
But it feels awesome that it's a home game for one of these teams. So,
air quotes neutral. Supposed to be,
yeah.
Right?
1:05 left. Timeout is over. Lumen with the ball up one over Grass Lake in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Inbounding on the far sideline. Bounce pass into Hunt. She's trapped immediately, trying to pass out, and she's going to be a jump ball. Jump ball forced, but it stays with Lumen. Great defense by Bullock, though. Lumen inbounds on the far side again with Lucy Rozak. They're actually going to change it. Hunt throwing it in. And now Grass Lake the timeout.
They were changing. Lumen was in some sort of transition from the inbound pass. It was weird because the person was going to inbound. It ran out, and then Hunt was going into inbound the pass. And Saltz, Coach Saltz, came running over the table to call that timeout.
Oh, my goodness. So needing to talk things over. We're at a point of the game where Grass Lake needs a steal. They're going to have to probably foul immediately, even though it's only 1 point. You know Lumen's already in the mindset of trying to eat as much clock as possible because they know Grass Lake is going to have to foul sooner or later to try to stop the clock and get the ball back. But if Lumen gets sent to the line, get the rebound. Way too many offensive rebounds tonight for Lumen for Grass Lake to be comfortable with. Now look, Lumen.
Look for the ball to get into the hands. Hunt's going to inbound it, but look, either Hunt or Rozak.
Into Rozak, shuffles it back to Hunt, drives on the corner on the baseline, lays it up and in. You called it. It's a three-point Lumen lead, 52 seconds left. Back in the corner, Elise Bullock drives through the lane, draws the foul, and another trip to the line.
I mean, down here on that inbound pass, it was just a quick give and go. That's all it was. Everybody was up towards the top of the key. It was a give and go, and Hunt just had a direct line right to the basket.
Two more free throws. Elise Bullock brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. First one is in. Trims the deficit back down to two. Got a final from Chelsea. Chelsea takes down Western 52-35.
That's a shocker.
Both free throws in for Bullock. She's got 10. Another full court press. Lumen inbounds. 50 seconds left by one over Grass Lake. Dishes it back around. Hunt into the front court. Now a two-on-two. Bounce pass over to Rozak. She is hammered. And now Rozak at the line for two. Grass Lake needs to hope for at least one miss here. It's on Jarko, her third. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, and the Protection Center. Thank you very much. First free throw is in for Rozak.
You know, we've got a great game going on here, but I'm still thinking about that Chelsea Western. Western only two losses on the season, one of the best teams in the state all season long. That's a
wow.
That's a shocker.
And one of them, one of those losses, this Grass Lake team. Second free throw, Rozak. Got them both. Boy, those are big for Lumen. Lead back out to three. 35 seconds left. Grass Lake into the front court. Into the corner for Bullock. Dribbles back outside. Picks up the dribble. Now on the right for Starkey. Dribbles through the lane. Pass fake out. Layup off glass. No. Rebound loose. And now Grass Lake trying to foul. They get it in the backcourt. Vigel unable to get the foul. And 20 seconds left. Lumen could make it a two-possession game right here.
I think if you're Lumen on that possession, you're probably content with a two-point shot.
Yeah.
They weren't as aggressive letting him drive to the hoop on that one.
Because they're going to have to foul anyway.
Yeah, you're content with letting him have that two-point shot. A three, not so much.
Yeah, because they were probably just in no threes, no threes mm-hmm. defense. So now two free throws here for Doan. Grass Lake needs two misses. First one is in. Big Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw right there, and she got one more try coming. Made the second, got a friendly bounce. Grass Lake quickly up the floor. Oh, and a timeout. A lot of noise here by Lumen student section, up by five with 17 seconds left.
That seems like a huge lead.
For this stage, yeah.
It's not, because it's still doable with 20 seconds to go if things go your way. But with the way this game is and how close this game has been, it feels like a huge lead.
We're at the point now where I think Grass Lake needs to go for three here, because if they get a two and they foul on the other end, they're not really gaining any ground.
Right.
So they need to try to get a three right here. And then foul, or obviously try to get the steal and then the foul. But 17 seconds left. Time is ticking. Time is not on Grass Lake's side. They'll be inbounding on the near sideline. Out of the timeout, 17.7 seconds left. Lumen by five. Girls District Championship.
I think the ref just indicating that both teams have just a timeout left, if I read that correctly.
Yeah. That sounds about right with how many timeouts we've seen. They actually move it to the far sideline to inbound. So Vigeland throwing it in. Into the backcourt for Elise Bowick. Got to work quickly. 15 seconds left to the top of the key. Back over for Starkey. Takes the deep three. Off the mark, and it's out of bounds.
Starkey ended up on the floor after that one. She was looking at the ref for a call.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on when the defender came in. I didn't see it. I was watching the ball.
Yeah, me too.
But 8 seconds left. Lumen inbound, and Grass Lake needs a steal. They don't get it. Gets it into Rozak, and the quick foul here by Starkey. Oh, boy. 6 seconds left. This one might be over. Lumen. If we get two makes right here, it'll be a three-possession game. If we get two makes here, this one's just about over.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
oh my.
Not enough time to come back from.
Fourth foul on Starkey. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw. First one in for Rozak for 21 points. All four other Lumen players in the backcourt, just Rozak alone at the line, and she makes them both. It's a three-possession game, 7 points. Lumen over Grass Lake got another timeout here, which should be the final timeout for Grass Lake. 6 seconds left. I don't know.
That's a lot to overcome in 6 seconds. It really is.
Well, honestly, I don't even think they have time because at this point, really, it's inbound three, steal three, steal, and at that point they still need to get another score, but yeah. At that point, with how much time it takes with the ball in the air on 3-point shots, which is what they need right now, and they're going the full length of the floor, by the way, I don't know. I don't think the time is the math ain't math in here. Grass Lake just doesn't have enough time.
What's Lumen gonna do? Are they gonna go full court? Are they gonna put a body on everybody? Are they gonna be at half court? Because if they're at half court, you can roll that ball in and save a little bit of time.
Inbound for Vigeland. Pass up ahead. Starkey, three ball on the left. It's short, and that does it. It's over. Lumen outlasts Grass Lake in a district championship for the ages. And Lumen is going on, and after the season that Grass Lake has had, their season comes to an end in a heartbreaking fashion.
You know, you've got hugs happening on both teams right now. Well, they were. Now they're walking the line and saying good game and smacking hands. But as soon as that game was over, you had on the Lumen side, you had hugs jumping up and down, cheering, and on the Grass Lake side, still hugs, but a very different type of body language happening as the realization set in for Grass Lake that this is it. This is it. That's the season. And for those seniors, it's done. Basketball has come to an end for those seniors.
And as I mentioned, this is a Final Four caliber matchup. If this was between any other districts, you'd think that these two teams would both have a chance to go deep in the playoffs, but unfortunately that's just how it goes sometimes. You get some of these juggernaut matchups early in the postseason, earlier than you'd like, but oh my goodness, Lumen. It was back and forth, especially with free throws all fourth quarter, and both teams had their chances, but it was just Lumen able to get that late lead, and we talked about it, I think, during one of the timeouts. When you get a two-possession lead with like a minute left, boy, if you're a solid team that doesn't really turn the ball over, that's like basically game over at that point.
Right. Yeah, it is. And let's just talk about what this Lumen team has done this year. They had a coach. They replaced their head basketball coach with like a week, 2 weeks, somewhere in there before the start of the season. So Jesse Brown, the AD, with virtually no prep time, able to come in, take the reins of this team. Now he's a district championship coach.
just an incredible turnaround. We mentioned just four seasons ago, whatever it is, Lumen had just one win on the entire season. And to now turn it around to be going to the regional tournament next week, they will be playing at Springport on Monday, taking on the winner of Leslie and Stockbridge. Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to continue this pregame show in just a moment. We're going to step aside. Once again, final score, Lumen 59, Grass Lake 52 in the Girls District Championships. We'll be back here on 95.9 The Power, Cal.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest. On Airport Road by Meyer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Girls district championship comes to an end. Lumen Christie, two nights in a row, hoisting
right.
a postseason trophy. Boys last night taking down Ovid Elsie in the boys regional championship. And tonight, the ladies get the job done 59-52 on the road against the Grass Lake Warriors. And this was a game that lived up to its hype.
Oh, yeah.
Both teams had chances in the fourth quarter to pull away, but Lumen just able to, they had a very slight edge the entire fourth quarter, and they were able to just hang on the whole way. I think Grass Lake might have stole the lead there at one point earlier in the fourth, but Lumen able to get the job done with just smart play.
These two teams, they played 10 times. The record's 5-5.
Absolutely.
You know,
I
that's
agree.
How I yeah. feel about this. What I really want to say is I really enjoyed and appreciate the gesture by Coach Jesse Brown, who, when it came time to get the trophy to the team, he went to Kathleen Doan to come on over, the lone senior on the team, to grab the district trophy and to take it over to the rest of the team. What just a class, and just what a great gesture at the end of the game.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, when she was a freshman, I believe that was the season they only won one game.
Oh yeah.
So boy, so she's been there through the growth, and now to see where they are. And we were talking in that break, this team is going to be loaded for the next 3 years, as we were talking about. Kenna Hunt, stud. She's a freshman, but who else is a freshman? Lucy Rozak, mm-hmm. the other stud on this team. Both of those players with big scoring totals in this one.
Right, and some of their other starters on here. Well, they only started, what, one junior? Three. They started a freshman, a junior, a senior, a freshman. So they started two juniors. This team next year, that's what you call stacked.
Stacked.
They're going to be a force to reckon with for the next handful of years.
And they're not even done yet this season. They're going to be moving on. Again, winner of Leslie and Stockbridge on Monday at Springport. Coverage of that one will be on WKHM.
Well, and Leslie, out of the Cascades Conference, if I remember correctly, Grass Lake had their way with Leslie. Earlier in the season, if I remember correctly. Stockbridge out of the I-8, I don't think they had too much crossover with the Cascades this year.
I don't believe so, no.
I don't think Stockbridge didn't win the Big 8.
I'm going to have to do more research on Stockbridge, but it depends on who won that, of course. But that'll be our next matchup on Monday. Let's go through some final stats here. Again, it was close the whole way. Lumen at one point led by 6 in the third quarter, but Grass Lake able to make it close in the fourth. Both teams had chances in the stretch, but free throws basically the whole fourth quarter, and Lumen able to get it done. Kenna Hunt, 24 points, just like on Wednesday. Lucy Rozak with 22 of her own.
You two freshmen are your highest scorers.
Yeah, insane.
Wow.
Combining for, what is that, 46 points? Yeah.
46 of the 59.
The other 13 scored by Ruby Boyce, 50. She got 5 points, three each for Doan and Ganton, and two for Cody Ruge. Meanwhile, for Grass Lake, heartbreaking loss for them again. 19 for Kate Starkey, 10 for Elise Bullock, 9 for Vigelin, 7 for Lape, 3 for Jarko, 2 each for Grace Bullock and Bree Salt. So, again, just heartbreaking for Grass Lake, just the season they've had to have your season end, not only on your home floor, but just only in the district tournament, when on paper, if they were pretty much in any other district, they should probably be floor a quarterfinalist in the state.
Mm. So you know, and that's you base a bait out of geography. You know, if you seed it the other way, you might be having a team from
the UP,
from the UP having to play it. You know, a team down from the one of the southern counties. So
those Upers.
It makes sense to do it out of geography. The system is much better than it used to be because they used to just randomly pick the seeds, and you could have. Seriously, you could have your two best teams in the district playing each other in the first round, and then the rest of your district's a stinker. So, yeah, it's much better than it used to be. Is it perfect? Up for debate. But it's definitely better than it used to be.
I'd like to give another shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Alro Metals and Plastics, Ford's ChemDry, Jarco and Lester with Production Realty, Chelsea State Bank, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Grass Lake Community Schools. As that'll do it here. One more time, final score. Lumen 59, Grass Lake 52, advancing to the regional semifinals on Monday against either Leslie or Stockbridge. Live coverage will be on WKHM.
Wow.
For Mark W. Daly, as well as Luke Moorhead, back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school girls basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Live coverage of high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow was brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Softwater, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's ChemDry, East Jackson Community School, Napoleon School, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton School, and Lomar Machine and Tool.